36,000 Rhode Island seniors enrolled in a UnitedHealthcare Medicare plan may receive a letter from their United plan telling them their doctor may no longer be covered. Rhode Island Public Radio healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay joins us now in the studio to talk about what's going on with this and what it means for these Medicare members and their doctors. Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Dave.
So, Kristen, we've learned that UnitedHealthcare is dropping several hundred doctors, no one knows for sure how many exactly, from its Medicare Advantage plan. Now, if that's the kind of health insurance you have, what does that mean for you?
Well, Dave, it means that your plan no longer covers that doctor's services in a nutshell. So if you want to keep seeing that particular doctor, you'll either have to pay for it all yourself or switch to a Medicare plan that includes that doctor in its network. So if you stick with United's Medicare Advantage plan, you'll have fewer choices when it comes to doctors. Maybe you'll have to travel farther to see an eye surgeon or a heart surgeon, for example.
Okay, what about emergencies?
Oh, that's important. United told me in a statement that if it's an emergency, it's covered, just like it would be in the network. And you have the option of petitioning United to keep seeing a particular doctor if you're in treatment for something or if you can't find a new doctor within a reasonable distance. But if you're concerned about this, the good news is that this is the open enrollment period for Medicare. And that means you have until December 7 to change plans. There are other options in Rhode Island that may include your doctor. So if you have a question about what or who is covered, I'd suggest you call your insurer or check with your doctor.
So as I understand it, less choice for patients and for doctors, of course. This means they could be losing some business.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear we don't have a list of doctors that United has dropped, but do we know what kind of doctors are no longer in their network?
Well, the Rhode Island Medical Society is trying to stay on top of this, and they tell me that it's all kinds of doctors, but it's pretty much every surgeon at Rhode Island Hospital, every open heart surgeon in the state, and some other specialists like rheumatologists and podiatrists. They're estimating around 500 doctors are being notified by United that they're no longer in this particular network.
It sounds like a lot of disruption for patients and for doctors. How is this transition being managed, and have patients been notified?
That's what's been frustrating for a lot of doctors and patients. The Rhode Island Medical Society has been hearing from its members, who are doctors, and they've been telling them that they only received word about these changes in October. And they've just started hearing from patients who are getting letters about this in the mail. But UnitedHealthcare has remained tight-lipped about its reasons and about how it's communicating with its members. And some state leaders, like head of the health department, Dr. Michael Fine, say they're pretty concerned with the way this all came out, that there just hasn't been enough information or enough time to deal with these changes, and that United might be damaging relationships in the state.
Has UnitedHealthcare explained why they've decided to drop these doctors from their Medicare Advantage plan?
Not really. They emailed me a statement that basically said that they're trying to focus their Medicare Advantage network on higher quality care, more affordable health care. They pointed to some government funding cuts to Medicare, rising health care costs, and rising quality standards they have to meet as some of the reasons behind these changes. But we haven't been able to get an answer from them about why these particular doctors or how they arrived at their decision. There are some theories, and they all boil down to United is trying to cut costs. United Health Group, by the way, the parent company, is publicly traded. I think that's important to keep in mind. They've got shareholders to answer to.
So what is it about this move that's attracted so much attention, so much news coverage? Haven't we seen insurance companies reduce benefits or limit their networks before?
Not like this, though. I think the Rhode Island Medical Society's spokesman, Stephen Detoy, explained it best. Here's what he told us.
What makes this one different is that it is being reduced in midstream, if you will. Generally, what has happened in the past, and we're fully expecting it to happen in the future, is that an insurance company will say, all right, we're going to market a plan that has limited networks. And then they go around and sign up doctors to be in the limited networks, and then the patients or the employers sign up to be a part of that limited network. In this case, United's saying after the product's out there and after they've got 36,000 people signed up for it, that we're going to change.
keep in mind that they are allowed to do this, and the state has no say, really, because Medicare is a federally regulated program. There's a general trend in healthcare toward more limited networks of doctors and other providers and a bit less choice overall. And that's because one of the reasons we've gotten ourselves into this mess of super high healthcare costs in this country is that for people who have health insurance, we've pretty much been able to pick and choose basically whatever healthcare we want or need whenever we need it. And choice is expensive. So we may have to start getting used to a bit less of it if we want to keep costs down.
Thank you, Kristen.
A pleasure, Dave.
Kristen Gourlay is Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.